AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Pope Francis is winding down his six-day U.S. visit. A major speech this afternoon, a mass tomorrow, and he's on his way back to Rome. He spoke late today at Independence Hall in Philadelphia on religious freedom and immigration. AP correspondent Julie Walker is there and has a live report.
Ross, the Pope's message, as you mentioned, of religious freedom and immigration resounded with this crowd of about 40,000, many of them Hispanic. He told America's immigrant community not to be discouraged by challenges and hardships and that they should be responsible citizens. In a nod to history, Pope Francis used the same lectern that President Abraham Lincoln used to give the Gettysburg Address. Ross.
Julie Walker live from Philadelphia. The next stop for the Pope is a Vatican-sponsored World Meeting of Families tonight. The festival will be hosted by actor Mark Wahlberg and will include performances by Andrea Bocelli, Aretha Franklin, the Philadelphia Orchestra, and others. The National Transportation Safety Board's investigation into Thursday's deadly crash of a duck boat and a charter bus on a busy Seattle bridge is expected to take months. In the meantime, Mayor Ed Murray says the city will help victims and families of those who died.
This city is with them. Our hearts are with them. This is a city that over the last few hours has stood up in just incredible ways.
Authorities say rapper Fetty Wap has been injured when his motorcycle collided this afternoon with a car in his northern New Jersey hometown. This is AP Radio News. Iran vows to take international legal action against Saudi Arabia's rulers over the crush of Muslim pilgrims. It happened at this year's Hajj. It killed at least 769 people, including 136 Iranians, and has led to an escalation of tensions between the regional arch rivals. During a photo op today with Secretary of State John Kerry at the UN, Iran's foreign minister says the death of so many people in Mecca was a disaster, but he wouldn't comment on pending legal action against Saudi Arabia.
The unfortunate developments in Saudi Arabia over the last week have been disastrous, and we need to address them. We will address them in the proper international setting.
The French foreign minister says 2015 must be a turning point in global efforts to deal with climate change. Paris hopes a summit later this year, with the hope of getting world leaders to sign on to binding targets. I'm Ross Simpson.